This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
It's shovel time on the Big Bad Morning Show. Cordell Woodland here with Ed Norris. No Rob, no Jeremy. Joe LaCroix still behind the glass. We're handing out our shovels this morning on this beautiful Friday morning in Charm City. Ed, we'll start with you. Who you giving your shovel to?
People that keep reporting shark attacks. I know it sounds ridiculous. However, I did one the other day. Oh, that was an alligator attack. But shark attacks, you know, when they happen, they're just reported so extensively.
Yeah.
A Connecticut woman, 22-year-old woman, was attacked in Turks and Caicos, actually. That's a Vinny Serrato vacation spot frequently.
It is.
So she was snorkeling down there outside a resort on the Leeward Marina. Anyway, she was bitten by a shark. It does happen. The witnesses called. Unfortunately, sadly, she lost a leg. 22 years old, lost a leg in a shark attack. Horrible. However, before you become Rob, who never goes in the water, this is a whole thing with him. He refuses to go in the water. He wouldn't, at spring training,
I'm with him. Honestly,
really?
I'm that guy. I don't go in the ocean water. I can't do it. I'm scared of the jellyfish or any of that kind of stuff. I'm good, man.
All the stuff that lives in there.
Yeah, I'll enjoy the beach from a distance.
I get it. Someone in this building didn't listen to me in Tampa and got surrounded by stingrays. But that's for another day. The fact is, they happen. But there were only 57 unprovoked bites last year. 5 were fatal. In the world. The world.
Now, what categorizes as an unprovoked bite?
I guess that you don't punch a shark in the face. Oh, okay. I'm just like you're swimming. You know, you're teasing it or, you know, trying to hunt it or whatever. I guess you're just swimming and it's unprovoked.
Okay.
Just put that in perspective. You have so much more of a chance of being killed driving to the beach. I don't know if everyone wants to guess. I'll just tell you. Last year, in automobile accidents, automobiles, pedestrians, motorcycles, et cetera, et cetera, 1.35 million people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3,700 a day. 3,700 people a day are killed in motor vehicle accidents. And there were 57 fatal, there were 5 fatal, 57 attacks in all, 5 fatal shark attacks. Stop doing this! It's just, you're scaring the crap out of everybody.
Scaring me. I can tell you that. That's part of the reason why I can't do cruises or any of that, man. I'm being out in the middle of the ocean is petrifying to me.
Yeah, I get it. Do you go in pools?
I'll go in pools, but I
I won't
go past the 5 feet.
Can't believe
feet.
This. I'm waiting for Rob to text me and say I told you so.
It might be a black guy thing. I don't know.
I don't want to say you're reinforcing a stereotype,
right,
but
you know, I'm fitting the mold right now. I'll admit it. I'm fitting the mold.
I don't want to keep this. When we go to spring training, I'm always in the water.
Yeah,
the ocean, the pool. I would hang out in the pool. Rob would come in a linen shirt and just sit there.
And look chair. Cool.
Look cool. Wouldn't get in the water.
There's a tiki bar. Rob's great.
Yeah.
That's the water me. Looks great.
That's me. If it's a swim up bar, you know what I'm saying? I'll find the confidence to get on the deep end of the water for that. You know what I'm saying? But regularly, nah. You probably won't catch me anything past 5 feet.
Got it.
I guess for me, for my shovel, and this is something that went on earlier in the week. People know me. I'm a Commanders fan. Any chance I get to throw dirt on them for whatever reason, I can't help myself. I'm giving my shovel to the Commanders. This is supposed to be a multi-billion. They're literally just sold for billions of dollars. This is they're in the NFL. This is a multi-billion dollar company. But yet, constantly, this organization reminds me that they're ran by elementary school students, because the Commanders, they changed their name to the Commanders, mm-hmm. a year or two ago? And it's come out that their approval for the trademark for the name Commanders was denied, because the guy, Martin McCauley, when the team was in the midst of saying that they were going to change their name,
right.
He smartly went out and patented all the different names that were being leaked out of potential new names, and the Commanders being one of them. Commanders Classic has been trademarked by him, and also Washington Space Commanders has been patented by him. So their trademark for that name, Commanders, has been declined. There's been a lot of rumors potentially that they may change their name again and do a total rebrand with the new ownership group.
Like Redskins?
I don't know if they'll go back that far, but they may have to do something, because the trademark for the name that they now have has been declined. And I just don't understand how a team that is paid, these are people that are paid millions of dollars to do this stuff.
And it took them so long. They had a lot of time to do this.
They never miss an opportunity to be an embarrassment to professional sports.
That's embarrassing.
Well, it truly is.
I don't know about you. I wasn't crazy about the name they chose.
I wasn't either. But I'm also to the point now to where it's like, I mean, I didn't like Washington Football Team, and it started to grow on me a little bit. And it's like, I don't know if I'll ever truly love Commanders, but I don't think I have to. It's whatever. I'm just kind of done with that. I'm tired of being the laughing stock of the league, and the name changes are a part of it. If you're going to be the Commanders, just rock with it. Just do it. Just don't go to Virginia. That's all I ask. Don't move the team to Virginia. They shouldn't be playing it anywhere but D.C., but that's another story. Let's grab a call before we get out of here. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, you're on the Fan.
EGIF, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Cordell?
Not bad, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Looking good, too, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking good.
What you got?
Great series win against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
After last night's game, is Kyle Gibson, the ace of the Orioles, starting rotation? Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
You too, man. I'd have to say he is.
Right,
I mean, who do you trust more in this rotation right now, more than Kyle Gibson?
I can't. Nobody else.
I mean, Bradish had his struggles the other day.
Wells, and I like Bradish,
and I like all of them, especially Wells is my guy. Anybody who listens to me knows I'm a big Wells guy. Even he's having the home run issue again this year. He got knocked around a little bit the other day. Grayson, as good as we expect Grayson to be, he's still figuring it out right now. And Kramer, you never know what you're going to get. It's been more good than bad lately. I'll admit that, but I'm not the biggest Kramer guy. I'm not.
He's very consistent in one thing. He gets pissed off when he's pulled.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But I'd have to say Gibson is kind of, you know, the guy right now. We talked earlier about the veterans, you know, them needing more veteran arms. He's the lone veteran, true veteran guy that they have right now. And he's actually, I would say, has gotten better as the year has gone on.
Yeah.
Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll recap this Orioles series win over the Yankees. Their fourth straight AL East series win. Orioles getting hot again as they're back home now to take on the Texas Rangers. We'll look back at this last series next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just a gritty team. I mean, the way we won, too. None of them were easy wins. Just really proud of our club, honestly. These are two really tough places to play against two excellent teams. And just we played well in so many areas. But we're pitching. We're pitching right now. And Kyle Gibson was, that was a masterful performance. Huge series win here and move on tomorrow.
Big Bad Morning Show back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland, Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix, no Rob, no Jeremy. Today, we're going till 10 o'clock right here on The Fan, and we're looking back at this Orioles series win over the Yankees. O's take 2 of 3 from the Yankees out in the Bronx. They were winners last night, 3-1 over the Yankees. Kyle Gibson, 7 scoreless innings, picking up his 6th win of the season. He's 6-3 on the year now. This team comes back home to take on the Rangers, and you know that you would imagine they're feeling good coming off the road trip in which they were 5-1 in.
Gotta feel good. Got to feel good and silence their critics because, you know, you heard what I heard at the beginning of the year. Like, oh, they haven't beaten anybody. Come on, man.
Yeah.
They're beating the best teams in baseball.
They're winning games they're not supposed to win.
Yeah, well, that was Phillips. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're winning games they have no business winning and stuff like that. Listen, they should have taken – they could have taken a Braves series.
Mm-hmm.
They did take the Tampa series. They beat the Pirates when the Pirates were actually playing well. They swept the Blue Jays in Toronto.
Yep.
They just beat the Yankees in the series in New York.
And the Yankees have been really good.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah. I mean, they're beating the best teams in baseball. It's like, what do you want from this team?
I don't know what else. And I think that doubt is probably going to be there for a while, at least nationally. You know, nationally it's going to be there because – everybody's used to what the Orioles have been.
Yeah.
And to kind of believe that they're as good as their record indicates that they are, it's going to take some time. And I get it. It's a long year and everybody's going to be waiting for them to fall off. But it says something for them to go through the division the way that they have. I think that this is not just one of the best divisions, if not the best division in baseball. But I think it's one of the best divisions in sports. You go all over the major sports and you look at the divisions. Find me a tougher division than the AL East.
I've been saying that for a while. It's the toughest division in the four majors. There's no better division than this. And it's kind of, and sadly, I think it's to their disadvantage because you know the two division winners from the other are going to the playoffs, and the last place team in this division may have a better record.
Yeah,
and that's actually conceivable.
Right.
So, I mean, you look right now, you know, the Blue Jays, the Twins are a couple of percentage points higher because they have one fewer loss, but they're a 26-win team and they're atop the division in the Central. You know, it's just, I just wish they had a different system where maybe, you know, they just had everybody, you know, in the East, or maybe East-West, it'll split it up more. Because I have a feeling somebody in this division is going to have a winning record, not go to the playoffs. And that's just not right.
When you look at this Orioles team to this point, and they're 33-17 on the year right now, second best record in baseball, what has impressed you the most about this team?
Their ability to come back from deficits. Because in the past, when they were down a couple runs, you might as well go to bed.
Yeah.
They weren't going to pull it out. Now, they could be down 4 runs in the first. They could be down 5 runs in the seventh. They still pull games out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that 8-run avalanche the other day was just
it's incredible.
Unbelievable. And they're capable of this now. So that's what I think really impressed me the most.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely up there, the fact that they're just that team that just won't go away.
Yeah.
You know, you just cannot ever believe that a lead is safe because they've got guys all throughout this lineup that can just get hot. And when they get into that mode, which they did the other day, and what inning was that they scored the 8 runs, the 7th inning, I think it was.
The 7th, yeah.
They can get into this small ball mode to where they're just batting around, and then all it takes is that one big bat to come up, And whether it's Santander, whether it's Mullins or Mountcastle, you know, Adley Gunner recently has been going yard. They can kind of blow the game open just with one swing.
Yeah, and you left out the guy who was batting over 300.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep forgetting Austin Hayes. It's crazy.
All the guys you just mentioned, they can all hit.
Yeah.
They can all hit, and they can all hit for power.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get there.
I guess for me, the thing that has impressed me the most right now is the fact that they have won in a combination of different ways. You know, they've won in games where we saw them winning a pitcher duel last night out in the Bronx, which rarely happens, especially in that type of ballpark. But then we've seen them have the games where there's, you know, lighting up the scoreboard. We saw that earlier in the Yankee series as well, where, okay, if we have to score, we will score. We've also seen the games where they look like complete garbage for six innings. Yeah, right. And then, you know, the last couple, that they get that one monster inning, and then they're right back in it. We've seen them win off a hit batter. We've seen them win off a walk-off walk. I mean, it's just the fact that these guys are now finding ways to win, as opposed to in the past, especially during the rebuild years, they could find multiple ways to lose those games.
And I always say, good teams find ways to win. Bad teams always find ways to lose. And now the script's flipped because they find ways to win all the time.
All the time. And look, the schedule is only – people could talk about who they're playing and whatnot. They can only play who's in front of them. I think that argument in terms of them playing a light schedule, you can't really lean on that too much more, because they've gone through the gauntlet. And you look at their schedule coming up, I mean, they've got the Rangers coming into town now for this three-game weekend series. The Guardians come for a three-game set after that. And then it's, you know, on the road out to San Francisco and to Milwaukee. So, you know, San Francisco and Milwaukee, those are two teams that can beat you on any given night. I mean, it's Major League Baseball. Anybody can beat you. So we'll see what happens going forward. But you have to feel good, I think, right now, if you're an Orioles fan, that this team has found a groove. They found a method for success. And, I mean, every single night that they take the field, you feel like they have a good chance to win that game.
Because they do.
Yeah.
And we talked, it was just Jeremy and I yesterday, and he was leaning toward the end. I said, no, I have no reason to believe that they're not going to win this game. They might not, because it's baseball.
Right.
But I have no reason to believe they're not going to win this game. Because they certainly have. They can play with anybody now, and they've proven that. I don't know why, not everybody, but people are resisting it. They're just, I don't know.
I mean, you know, people only want to believe what's in front of them. It's easy to kind of catch on, you know, once it's already happening. But to kind of foresee things, people aren't in depth at that right now. Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, Jim Duquette, former GM of the Baltimore Orioles, now with MLB Network, will get his thoughts on the Orioles series win over the Yankees. Is he starting to buy into this Orioles team right now? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Big Bad Morning Show back here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland, Rob and Jeremy are gone. Ed is here. Joe's here. We're going until 10 o'clock on this Friday leading up to this Memorial Day weekend. We're efforting to get Jim Duquette on with us now to talk some Orioles who, you know, they're the talk of the town right now. And you think back, we were talking about it a little earlier, Ed, and just in terms of, you know, the Orioles season and, you know, how it's feeling to talk about this team right now. It's a lot easier to talk about. This is usually the dead period, you know. during a rebuild, it's been the dead period during this time. And now it's kind of like we go from Ravens to this, and looks like we got Jim Duquette with us now, joining us via the Ashley Furniture guest hotline. Former Orioles GM, now with MLB Network. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, what's up, Cordell? Ed, what's up?
Morning.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. What's going on?
Same to you, man, and appreciate you making some time for us this morning. Yep. And in terms of what's going on, it seems like a lot of winning right now for the Orioles. Second best record in baseball, fourth straight AL East Series win coming off this win against the Yankees out in the Bronx. They looked really good last night. Kyle Gibson giving his most dominant performance of the year. How are you feeling about these young O's?
You know, I tell you what, when you see, you know, the way they've been playing lately, you mentioned the series that they have won, you know, within the American League East, which we all know is a beast of a division. Mm-hmm. I think it definitely gives you the feeling that this has staying power throughout the summer. You know, I think there's always questions when you start off good in April because we've seen a lot of teams kind of crash or tank. Since then, even this year with the Pirates, you know, and how bad they are right now, I think they've lost 16-22 now, you know, in the month of May. So, you know, you're looking for, is this real or is this fool's gold? And I think you could say with the Orioles that it looks real.
At this point, it does. I mean, you know, they've played 8 teams this year so far. Only 2 have losing records. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Ed, I think that's, you know, and that's the thing, like, okay, all right, if you're skeptical, you know, and understandably, listen, you know, we've watched this the last few summers, you know, it hasn't been fun to watch except for, you know, last year you go, all right, well, let's see what they have here when the schedule gets tough, right? This month we knew in May was going to be most of these teams were over 500. And you know, I think even when they lost that series to Atlanta and you're going, man, they could have won it. You know, just minimum 2 of the 3 and
yes,
maybe all 3, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going, oh, well, all right, that's interesting. Let's see how they respond. They beat Tampa. They beat the Yankees, right? The Angels was a split. But, I mean, you start looking at these teams, you're going, all right, this is for real. Every team, though, at this point, you know, you have issues or concerns, right? It can go south on you quickly with injuries. Right now the O's starting rotation for me is a little bit of a concern of whether you can continue to see this or sustain it. But it's you know, like Gibson last night, the way he pitched, like that'll work against a lot of teams the way he looked.
Jim, we talked a lot this year about Gunnar Henderson, and he started out the gates a little slow. But as of late, he looks like he's really starting to turn it on. He's now batting over the Mendoza line right now. He's gotten a hit in his last 4 games, starting to look more comfortable at the plate, starting to look a lot more comfortable in the field now that he's playing every day at third base as well. Is he starting to look like the type of player you were expecting to see this year?
Yeah, I think that this is more along those lines, right? When we saw him last year, he had a pretty good idea of the strike zone. He would hit the ball hard the other way. Pitchers would try to come in on his hands, and he'd turn on that ball down the right field line. Some of those things that you look at, the characteristics of a good hitter, we weren't quite seeing, you know, early on. And that's not uncommon for young hitters. It's not, you know, Adley Rutschman doesn't seem like he overall has many struggles, but you know, Henderson in his development, maybe as a hitter, it takes time. That second time through the league, you know, teams are so good now at advanced scouting, looking at you know, the last couple of games and finding your hole and weakness and then pitching to it, right? So I think that's where it's impressed me here lately, is Henderson looks like he has realized how they're pitching to him. He's made the adjustment. So hopefully he'll continue it. You know, they really do need, when you look at the lineup last night, he's hitting behind Mountcastle. You know, they have really good balance in the lineup. But they need him, he and Hayes, to continue. Hayes has been fantastic. But, you know, for depth in the lineup, you know, that's important to sustain these wins. Cause you know, pitching the bullpen at some point, it's going to, you know, struggle a little bit, maybe not, you know, to the degree they're going to fall that far, but the starting rotation, you know, they'll go through their lumps. And sometimes those top guys in the lineup struggle a little bit too. So you're going to need the depth down at the bottom. And I think, you know, Henderson and then Hayes, and then, you know, whatever mix that they have, obviously Mateo's cooled off a little bit. But McKenna's been a nice little surprise. You know, Ryan O'Hearn out of nowhere. I know they're starting to play him a little bit more lately. Like, you know, they need for a good a team to get to the postseason, you need those type of guys to produce. You're seeing it with Tampa, and I think you're also seeing it with the O's.
Jim, if you were still in the chair here with this team, what would you be looking to do with the trade deadline?
I think that it's mostly rotation pieces. You know, I really look at, you know, and I you know, hopefully the development of Grayson Rodriguez will kind of mitigate the fact, you know, the possibility that you might need a second guy, right? Because he's been a little inconsistent too, kind of going back to the Henderson comparison. Like, you're going to have some up and down starts for a young guy like Grayson too. So, but I really look in, you know, outside, and by the way, the O's have played well on the road as we've seen so far too. But if you take a look at their rotation, you know, kind of matching them up against some of the other really good teams, it doesn't quite stack up. And, you know, it's forcing Brandon Hyde to go to the bullpen earlier and often more than he wants. So I think, you know, somebody can give you some length. The hard part is, who's going to be available? You know, I think I always look at the White Sox as the team. You know, somebody like Giolito, Lucas Giolito, has been really good in his career, or Lance Lynn, who's struggled but, you know, is capable. Those guys are able to give you 6, 7, even 8 innings. It's somebody like that. But right now, because of the wild card, there aren't a lot of teams. I was talking to a GM the other day on my show, and when does the deadline conversation start? Usually it's right after Memorial Day. And he's like, that's to be determined, because, you know, you have 3 wild cards and everybody, you know, is within 4 or 5 games at the moment. That usually takes time to kind of flush out. So it's difficult to figure out who's going to be available.
Jim, you mentioned Jorge Mateo earlier. He went 0-for-4 last night. He's really been scuffling in the month of May now, batting 106 in the month after starting the year so hot. We know they've got Ortiz there at the shortstop spot that they like, who's actually played well since he's been called up also. How much patience are you showing with Mateo right now?
Well, you know, the good news with him is his defense is so good. Like, even if he's hitting, you know, and, you know, we saw, you know, last year was on the lower side, right, of his, and it really his career has been kind of on the lower side, right, 227 career hitter, so somewhere in that range. So, but he can really defend, he can really catch. So, you know, I think we always used to say this when we were building teams and building rosters. If the rest of the team is hitting, then Mateo's offense isn't such a glaring weakness, right? But if they go through that struggle offensively for an extended period of time and he continues to struggle, that's when it becomes harder to keep putting him in the lineup every day. So I think the positive is, you know, he can steal bag and he can defend. And as long as he keeps doing that, you can deal with it for the time being. But as soon as there's a better looking up option, and the offense, you know, potentially struggles, that's where I think you might see them introduce, you know, a different guy there. Maybe not, you know, full-time, but maybe it becomes a, you know, a platoon situation if Mateo doesn't start picking it up.
Let's switch over to the other league and one team you're familiar with there. What's up with the Mets and the Phillies?
I mean, boy. Yeah, I mean, they both have gotten off to really – kind of, I'd say, rocky starts.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of inconsistency. I think with the Phillies, the breakdown for me is they didn't have – the rotation has been a little spotty early on, right? Their top two guys were the Wheeler and Nola, and they just got back Ranger Suarez. He hasn't been great since. But they're missing their 3-hole hitter, right? Rhys Hoskins got injuries out for the whole year. Harper – it took a while for him to come back. Came back in a month into the season. Trey Turner has been horrible.
He's been
so
terrible,
far.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And Kyle Schwarber is always a slow starter. So you take 4 top hitters, you know, and variations, they're out, and your rotation's a little spotty. You know, you're going to have a little bit of a rocky beginning. And the Mets have been hit with a couple of injuries, right, with their top 2 starting pitchers, or in Scherzer's case, he was suspended for 10 days for cheating and with the sticky substances, right? And their rotation had been off to a little bit of a rocky start. They had like 9 guys. They had to go to their 9th best pitcher and have him pitch a couple times. So I feel like, you know, now that we're at Memorial Day and you look and say, ah, geez, their rotation's healthy now, and they're starting to play a little bit better. I think you're going to see both teams start to play to their capabilities.
It's a shame they lost Diaz before the season started.
Right, right. Well, that, yeah, and that's definitely, you know, David Robertson's filled in for him nicely, but that's still a huge gaping hole, yeah. Right? That's can't really fill that. But I think that's where they're gonna have to look at, I think, potentially bullpen help and offensive help, actually. You know, Alonso's been the one that's carrying them power-wise and some of their young kids.
Jim, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you making some time for us this morning. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk again next week.
All right, you got it. Talk soon. See ya.
See ya, man.
Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll get to the ice. NHL playoffs going on right now. They're in the conference finals. The Dallas Stars, they were facing elimination last night, about to get swept. Did it happen? We'll look at it next here on The Fan.
It comes down low. Hits all alone. Stopped by Hill. Sprawling save. Heiskanen. They score! Joe Pavelski! A power play goal! And the Stars are still alive!
That's now courtesy of ESPN. It was Joe Pavelski, who, I told you, one of my favorite NHL players. Happy for him. A little surprised they won, actually.
Yeah.
I really am. I thought the Stars were a Dunsky. Just because, I mean, first of all, they're down, obviously, mm-hmm. 3-0. And then their captain goes out with the, I don't know if you saw a cross-checking penalty the other night, but it was vicious. Dumb.
Oh, he pushed him while he was down on the ice, too. Yeah,
he
I saw
hit him
that.
In the neck with the yeah. They cross-checked him in the neck with the stick while he's ready on the ice. And he's a team captain. I thought, honestly, that because he's been suspended for 2 games, and I think he got off light for that one, that they can do that. Whenever you cross check like that, if you intentionally try to hurt somebody, and that was just, it was just one of the stupidest things I've ever seen, because you're down already in the series, you're down 1-0, but you know by the score, and then you give up, you get ejected, and a 5-minute major, and in hockey, a major penalty, it does you, in a 2-minute minor, when you get the power play, if you score 10 seconds into the power play, you're back to full strength. Mm-hmm. 5-minute major, you serve the whole 5 minutes.
Yep.
So you can just keep scoring. You really put your team at a disadvantage when you do something stupid like that. But he did it. So there was that. And now we just got to, you know, figure out who's going. I mean, they win, as you know, Pelosi puts in the overtime winner. They win 3-2. But, like, you know, what happens now? They come back Saturday. Right? No, is this playing Saturday, 27th?
Let's see. Yeah, it'll be Saturday.
It's Saturday, right. They're down 3-1, the Stars. The Golden Knights are, you know, been pretty impressive in the series. Jack Eichel's been great, and we shall see. I still believe in the Panthers, though. I was very surprised that they went this far. They were the 8th seed going in. But when they beat the Bruins in the first round, I'm like, well... That was something.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch them just run through the Hurricanes, although it was a close series, even though there was a sweep, the games were all decided by one goal.
Right.
And Matthew Tkachuk has just been unbelievable. And I don't know, but I am going to do it because they all do it here. I picked him to be, and Joe should be able to verify this, I picked him early in the playoffs going to be the star in this postseason. And he has been. He's just... Him and Bobrovsky, because if you get goaltending and you get somebody who's on fire like Tkachuk, you're going to be tough to stop. Because in hockey, goaltending's ever. You get a hot goaltender, you know, in the Stanley Cup final, you're hard to beat, man.
Yeah.
You really are, because you can't win if you can't score. So.
You know what's crazy? I love playoff hockey. I always tell people I think playoff hockey in terms of intensity, I think it's probably the number one playoff sport. But... For whatever reason, unless the Capitals are in it, yeah. I can't get myself to watch it because everybody's, if I'm going off names, I think everybody's got the same name, so, to be honest with you. It's like they're all the names are blending in. All names have like either a V, a Z, a K, something, and they're
like
usually
Bobrovsky?
Yeah, I mean, it's like what?
Pavelski? Tkachuk?
Yeah. It's like they're cousins. It might as well be in my mind, honestly. Like, I can't keep up.
Shesterkin. I go through the list of just two goalies in the NHL.
I mean, I could never be a play-by-play guy in hockey, ever.
Yeah, the names are challenging for sure. They're definitely challenging. That's what the Canadians make up for, but that would be unfortunate. Right. Russian players. It's like, wow. Yeah.
But it is some good. It's definitely, you know, a great time of year in terms of just playoffs in general. I mean, it's especially overtime hockey in the playoffs, man. It's unreal to see the way that the intensity and the physicality goes up a notch.
Yeah. I mean, it's and hockey's my favorite sport. People know that who listen to the show. And one of the reasons I love it so much is they're a different breed altogether.
Mm-hmm.
There's no load management.
Right, you know? Right. They're the
they
toughest dudes
out
there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've... Do you follow hockey at all? Because they're no shame, because Rob and Jeremy don't.
I follow it locally. I know
Caps?
About the Caps, okay. But that's... And I know about a couple of other star players around the league, but that's about as far as it goes.
Yeah, because there's been some nasty injuries where guys are getting sliced with skate blades.
Yeah.
Get stitched up and come back in the game.
Crazy.
You know, 76 stitches and you're back on the ice. It's like, wow. I mean, Chris Paul gets a little depressed before game time and he's out.
Gone for the series.
Anthony Davis is a glass vase. But, I mean, these guys are just a different breed. And you're right, playoff hockey, there was nothing like it, in my opinion. It's so intense. And it hasn't disappointed. It's been odd this postseason, though, because now we know Florida's in. They were a long shot. And, frankly... Las Vegas was a preseason favorite. But, I mean, one of these teams and facing Florida is going to be an interesting series. It looks like it's going to be Las Vegas, which may be a more appealing matchup for the general fans around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't get, like, original six teams in this. The Rangers got taken out. You know, the Blackhawks and Red Wings weren't in. The Maple Leafs, the Canadians are terrible now. The Maple Leafs got upset and they got booted. So you're just talking a lot of teams that you kind of expected preseason to be really good. And defending champ Avalanche were out. So, I mean, these guys are all new faces in the postseason here, which kind of makes for an interesting, I'm a Ranger fan, so I'm a little bummed about that. But the rest of this is just, I just love hockey. Do you go to many NHL games?
It's crazy. I used to cover the Capitals. I used to go to a couple of their games when I covered them. But in terms of going as a fan, I haven't been to a hockey game since USA Arena.
Okay.
And that was just, you know how long ago that was.
Well, then you know.
USA Arena.
The
MCI Center.
Right.
That's like, I always tell people, if you haven't seen hockey, it's the best sport to watch in person. Because football, you're far from the field. Baseball, you're far... Hockey, they're closer than you and I are right now if you've seen, get seats on the glass. So it's a really, really cool sport. But that's it. We'll follow this into next week and hopefully some good hockey into June.
Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, Mike Preston. He'll join us. Of course, he covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He was out there at OTAs the other day. We'll get his thoughts on his early impressions on Todd Monken and this new-look Ravens offense and much more next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.